You'll have to look hard tonight to find a bigger party than the black tie gala that's being thrown in Buenos Aires. Argentina's president, along with much of his country's cultural elite, are celebrating the opening of Malba. It's a new art museum with a focus that is extremely rare in Latin American museums, Latin American art. NPR's Bob Mondello visited Malba while it was under construction a few weeks ago.
You enter Malba from a busy thoroughfare in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Buenos Aires. Across an expansive lobby, there's a soaring six-story atrium with a glass curtain wall and escalators leading to a pair of huge galleries on upper floors. To the right is a bookstore, to the left a restaurant and theater, and everywhere, as I'm taken through the building by publicist Alejandra Aguado, there's still heavy plastic covering the beige marble and hardwood flooring.
Let's go that way.
The dream of Malba, M-A-L-B-A, the Spanish acronym for Museum of Latin American Art in Buenos Aires, is still coming together as I'm touring it. But it's easy to imagine how the structure's clean, elegant lines will set off the modernist artworks collected by Eduardo Constantini, an Argentine investor, financial consultant, and now museum founder. Constantini's passion for art predates his wealth. He bought his first two paintings 30 years ago, when he was still earning his living selling wool sweaters from the back of his car. And he says collecting doesn't quite fit in with the rest of his business ventures.
No. It's the easiest way to lose money for me, because everything that I buy it for the museum. But it's much more than money, because it's a pleasure. I mean, when you start giving and involving yourself in a public project, you start to think in a different dimension.
In addition to the $25 million Constantini spent building Malba, he is giving the museum a private art collection worth more than twice that, reported to be among the most impressive collections of 20th century Latin American art in the world. When I visited the collector's office on the 28th floor of a tower near the museum, the walls were dotted with canvases by Chilean surrealist Robert Mata and Uruguay's Pedro Figari, whose bright depiction of whirling dancers has now given up its prize spot behind Constantini's desk to move to the museum.
That is a candombe. It's a local dancing by black people. Very interesting, the movement, the colors, and also the representation of a manifestation of culture, and represent a time in history in Montevideo, in Uruguay.
Constantini is noting in this painting several of the artistic common denominators that led him to specialize in Latin American art: social awareness, bold use of color, and a distinctive Latino avant-garde style. He says these qualities, once prized by museums and collectors, have lost space in galleries worldwide over the last 50 years, so he designed Malba as a corrective, donating to its permanent collection 228 works by 60 of the region's most important artists, from Mexico's Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, to Cuban cubist Wilfredo Lam, to Argentina's Jorge de la Vega, a troubadour abstractionist who was not merely a world-renowned painter, but also a popular singer-songwriter.
Yo engrasaba mis aviones con caviares de ultramar. Tú planeabas otro viaje de París a Pakistán.
De la Vega's music and his huge black-and-white rearrangeable work, The Puzzle, which graces Malba's lobby, are an apt introduction to a museum Constantini envisions as a sort of ongoing party with competitions, concerts, lectures, and a social life of its own even after tonight's gala. He has, after all, been living with these pieces, and as he talks about the new life his collection will have, he sounds almost like a wistful parent trying to look on the bright side as he sends a child out into the world.
I've been having it for 20 years and I love it. I have a close affection to the painting. That is what I'm giving away, but on the other hand, I'm receiving a lot. To see all the collection in the proper site all together, because the museum for the collection is their home.
a home that will open to the general public tomorrow, and where special exhibits, including one exploring the influence Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein have had on Latin American art, are already scheduled well into 2004. At MALBA, the Museum of Latin American Art in Buenos Aires, I'm Bob Mondello.